Oh, these fucking taxes. Oh, these taxes. That would be awesome.
Come on, Rock!
Or more, yeah, maybe I'm a dickhead.
No, but well, that's
also, right? Like,
a it's all right to be a dickhead.
Politically. Politically a dickhead.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave, with me, BQ.
Hey-o.
With Walt. And Walt, has, you've set something special up for tonight. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but we've got some extra people here. Don't tune out. It's not get them. Please stay. Please stay.
Well, for the last episode of 2015, I imagine, right? Almost impossible to bring another one in after this. Squeeze another one in, right?
Sure. I doubt it. Yeah, today's what, the 28th?
Yeah. It was in the first on Friday, right?
Yeah.
So this is it.
This is the last episode of 2015.
Yeah. Or the first episode of 2016, guessing.
Depending on what Declan, how Declan quickly gets this up. Yeah.
Either way, it's special.
I'm depressed.
I don't know. That's what I say.
Is he? Oh, probably.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to like somehow put it in the front or put it at the end in case it sucks. We can lop it off. You know,
the special thing,
the game or whatever. I wouldn't call it.
People are going to have to suffer through it.
All right, you're getting right into it. Then.
Let's.
I was going to say, I heard Q tell Q before you got here. He saw Star Wars for the second time since we last met.
Yeah.
You did. No wonder you were down in NyQuil.
I never even drank NyQuil.
You said that you would never go see it again.
And my mother wanted to go. The only person that could get me to go was my mother on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
She was like, I want to see it. And your father doesn't want to go. So it was either send my mother off to a movie theater by herself or
suffer through it again.
Yeah, and I knew I'd make her suffer through my snorts and critiques. but I am much more enjoyable the second time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you? Is this some sort of PR campaign? To
no. I still don't like the backstory.
This is some sort of reverse.
No, not at all. I'm still. I stand by all my statements.
What in the second viewing made it more palatable?
Well, I just knew. That I was just so miserable. Like I wasn't sitting there with a sinking feeling in my stomach as all my beloved characters were dragged through the mud, face pushed into shit. Like I already knew it was going to happen, so I was kind of more palatable. I did pick up on something that I missed the last time.
What's that?
That's actually probably
the last 20 minutes.
When you had your out-of-body experience. Yeah.
There's a line when Han Solo first enters the picture where they ask him if he knows Luke Skywalker. They say, you knew Luke Skywalker? And he goes, I knew. There is, like, I paid attention to his face, and it seems like he really hates Luke Skywalker. Like
he let his son turn into Kit.
Yeah, but I didn't pick up on that. So now, on top of everything else, like they also hate each other. So I was like,
right? Oh, wait, it's Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Kit Frisco.
What did I call him? Kit Fisto. Kit Fisto. He was a Star Wars character. Wasn't he
was. He's got one of them, right? About five movies ago, but. Mm.
They say Sunday Jeff, it's made $1 billion in 12 days.
Just at the movies?
Worldwide.
Yeah. It hasn't opened in China yet. Mm-hmm. And China's the second biggest market.
China's probably took
it. As soon as you change
it, they already watched it already for free, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
No need to watch it.
China's the second biggest movie market in the world. I'm hoping it blows Avatar out of the number one movie spot because I fucking hated
Avatar. You hate Avatar too?
I found it unwatchable.
I never saw Avatar, and the reason was because you told me that you went and Debbie, you know, your wife, got sick. She was
there's a lot of blue.
Yeah, and I just... There was just nothing about it that made me say, like, oh, I want to see it.
It wasn't a bad movie. I didn't think it was a bad movie at all.
It certainly didn't belong. You never would have thought, like, you would ever say this sentence, like, Avatar is the number one movie in the entire history of film.
Yeah.
Like, Titanic makes sense.
Not even.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, with no.
Titanic was a piece of shit.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a piece of shit, but the romance with all the little girls going back.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, that's really what made
it actually
get
terrible, though, in the beginning, Titanic. It was in the theater for so long.
So bad, that movie.
All right.
A billion. Will it? It's gonna. How much domestic? Avatar, you think?
I hope so.
How much domestic? Avatar is like 760.
545. And
still gotta go 760 million. I think is that.
It seems like it'll do it because people are going. But even people who don't like it are going back to snorting and chuff.
yeah. Again, I you know, whatever.
Sucks so hard.
Did you complain to your mom, or did you just kind of like let her, get, you know,
no,
get her own opinion? After,
I gave it. She mocked me when I gave her my opinion.
Oh yeah,
like most of the world. And I said, "Fine,
put your BB-8 tampon in, son."
I said, "You know what I said to her? I go, all right,
only a movie."
She didn't get that. She didn't get that. Would have been something if she did. I'll give you that. Yeah, I said, "All right, Ma." I said, "All right." So now I'm arguing with my mother. I said, "At 72 years old, you're taken out of retirement, put back into the." Back at work at the bank. Dad divorces you. I become
the bond.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you're back at the bank doing a job you hated. I was like, dad divorces you. I steal your car. Someone steals your car and I become the next Hitler. I was like, is that a good life for you? Because that's what happened to Han Solo,
that's,
Ma.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, if you think of it that way, she goes, it's pretty bad. I was like, of course it's bad. It's fucking horrible.
I'm so glad I'm seeing it for the first time tomorrow.
You'll enjoy
spoilers.
It.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Just go with Q story. You'll enjoy
but
it better.
But then my mom had a good point. She's like, why is everybody looking for Han, for Luke Skywalker if he's such a fuck up? She's like, he's messed up literally everything and then ran to hide. Why is everybody looking for him? Like, what is he going to change in the war if he's just a fuck up?
Because he doesn't fuck up anything else. That's why he's hiding.
Well, do they think, like, well, he has the potential?
He's like 80. Like, when's he going to fucking realize his potential after fucking up his entire life?
Yeah. I'm 48 and I've realized it already. So fucking Luke should be able to figure out. He's got the force on his side.
He's got to take the universe's last hope and only hope, Rey, and. Really make sure he gets it right this time. That's what he's.
Well, I mean,
do.
She's already good at everything automatically. Yeah. So what does she need him for, right?
Yeah,
I that way.
The Force. What's that? Let me just use this Jedi mind trick over here.
Again, though, I did like. I reinforced even more how much I like the new characters. They're really enjoyable to watch. So
you'll see 8. Good.
And then I was like at the end, oh, I'll definitely see. But I'll see every Star Wars movie they make. But then like at the end when she's walking up those steps, like at the very end, I was like, no wonder why they needed young people in this movie. Because just looking at those fucking steps made me exhausted. Man, nice, you know, nice ass shot of Ray going up the steps. So I was like, ah, that's all right.
Yeah.
That was enough. Go, that was enough for me.
Okay.
Check out the caboose, Ma.
The Force is with her caboose.
All right, so you want to get into it then?
Yeah, I'm just looking up something real fast. The total – now we're talking gross domestic here, Sunday Jeff. Let's see. The first one made about $775 million. And that would have been $1,977, dollars, right? So you're talking like, let's see. So almost $3 billion.
Domestically or worldwide?
I guess that would be worldwide.
The first one?
The first one.
The original. Mm-hmm. Is that counting all the re-releases and shit like that?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
It's got to be.
Even if it is, $3 billion. Mm-hmm. God, them fucking.
And there weren't that many
screens. I got to think up a Star Wars or something, man.
There weren't that many screens as there are today because, you know, a lot of those places weren't developed. A lot of cities weren't developed. You know.
When I went to for the schedule for Hateful Eight, which is now playing in the New Jersey suburbs, like it was in Hazlitt. I mean, Eatontown, dude. How many screens? Like 75% of the screens.
Oh, Star Wars?
Yeah. And then it's all these, like a couple other movies that it's like, Krampus, one showing, Mockingjay, one showing, like everything else is Star Wars.
That was only on Christmas, though, right? He only released on Cherry Hills, is the closest theater that has it.
Hateful Eight?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go see it. What, are you going Friday? I was going to go see it with Troy.
Where? Manhattan?
Yeah.
When? What day?
I don't know. We're supposed to go tomorrow, but I don't think that's going to happen. No, so yeah, maybe we can do it Friday, though. I'll ask him. Yeah.
See? Remember that line in did you watch Arrested Development? Well,
I did years ago.
Lucille has a great line where she like hands Ann Young a $5 bill. It's like, here's $5. Go see a Star Wars.
Yeah, go see a Star Wars.
That's so fucking funny. That
I'm young.
All right. Sorry. We're babbling.
All right. So I got a new segment, a new game. I don't know if it's going to be anything, but I figured I'd give it a shot. The name of the game, Sunday Jeff and Chris, is Extreme SJW. Yeah, there may be some people listening, Bri, who don't know what the acronym SJW is. You want to
single Jewish male?
I can see by the vein in your forehead when you heard the acronym SJW that right. you would love to explain what it is.
I'm leaping at single Jewish male.
No, I thought the real SJM.
SJM?
No, SJW.
Oh, SJW, single Jewish woman.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Social justice warrior.
I should have known that. It's right across from me, yes. I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't know that was an acronym. Well, isn't an acronym actually something that spells out something? It's not just initials.
Don't try and deflect. How do you not know what that is?
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. Really? You didn't know either?
I didn't know either.
And you are one. So.
And I am one.
That's Chris Ledondo, everyone. Ghost pussy.
What's a social? Well, all right, so.
Or social justice.
I would have thought you would have been all over this. Whenever I would see this acronym in a lot of news stories lately, and every time I'd see it, I wouldn't think social warrior, social justice warrior. Every time I saw it, I saw Sunday Jeff. So that's where I would –
What news outlets use
Sunday
social
Jeff is wonderful.
I'm a news junkie. I've never seen social
justice. Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Really? It's
never
fucking everywhere.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
You're a news
Well, you know, I – Big time. I always call social justice warrior. I always call them white knights. You know, I don't really. I've heard the term social justice warrior, but I didn't know it was that popular. I really wasn't aware.
No.
Yeah, I don't look at the news that much.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a news junkie.
Type in like annoying pusshole into the Google. It'll come right up.
The Google. Let's see SJW. Let's see what comes up.
My Facebook.
Urban Dictionary, social justice warrior. You know what? Already I'm agreeing with the definition. A pejorative term for an individual who repeatedly and vehemently engages in arguments or on social justice on the internet, often in a shallow and not well thought out way, for the purpose of raising their own personal reputation. The social justice warrior, or SJW, does not necessarily strongly believe in what they say or even care about the groups they are fighting.
That's the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Hold on a second. So once again, you tricked me, Walt.
How did I trick you?
Well, with, you know, ghost pussy is not a real definition of who I am, right?
And I didn't.
And now social justice warrior, I was proud of this thing, and now it's social justice warrior is somebody that
I'm to believe that you didn't look it up before you got here.
I honestly did not.
I'm
wearing the shirt. When you told me what it was, I went with your definition of
that's
like
the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
For people who want to slag it.
The real dictionary, Webster, it doesn't say that, I guarantee.
Well, give us a real definition of like not the one that's biased, like the Urban.
I'm going to burn the shirt.
Okay,
it's $25. This fucking thing.
No, wear it inside out. Give it to get him.
Well, I'll take out SJW. I'll put in social justice warrior. Urban Dictionary is the first thing that comes up. Say rational wiki. Will we accept that? There is no Webster's, but
social justice warrior is it's an
snarl word used primarily by right wingers on the internet. To describe liberals, progressive, feminists, and supporters of political correctness.
Okay.
The term is used to insinuate pretense and to label opponents as disingenuous people engaging in social justice arguments to raise their personal reputation. So it seems there's an agreement.
There's a little bit of agreement.
Well, I'll be fair though to Chris though. When I was came Hold up on. With the concept.
Oxford Dictionary. Okay. A person who expresses or promotes socially progressive views.
That's me.
Is that you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you fit the definition of what
– the Urban Dictionary one?
Yeah, no. Obviously. But I think – I would have to think out of anybody in the Tell 'em Steve Dave family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anybody else who might until I looked at your Twitter feed and I saw some of the things you were tweeting. I was like, this guy might be one – like
sure.
Maybe the closest we have to it.
Okay. You didn't think of me?
You may have been in the beginning of the show. I think you became very conservative as you got older.
You know what? I have to agree. In the past like 5-6 years, I've started to think about my leanings, and I'm like, I think I'm more conservative
I'm
now. Like far more. Yeah, maybe I'm a dickhead.
No, but with that
more so. Right? Like
a dickhead.
Politically. politically a dickhead. Yeah, I do think that I like. There's I mean,
been,
if it's like,
there's been I would awakening. I guess some white knights say a progression, but.
Have but noticed you've that. I've definitely seen as a listener of this show from the beginning. I he would be more on the side to argue on the liberal side early on. To now, it's just it's like does is this a Donald Trump supporter?
Does this does this affect how you listen, or does it affect how you, if you enjoy it?
Not at all. Not at all.
You're not probably not a social justice.
Well, like there's conservative comics, like there's conservative comedians that put it out there politically what their what their politics are, and they're conservative. I like them. Like a Nick DiPaolo is a conservative. Mm. Dennis Miller, I can enjoy this stuff.
Yeah, let me though say though, Brian Johnson is not conservative really. Can guys get married? Do you give a fuck?
Oh, no, not at all.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, I can go down the checklist of things that liberals want, and you basically want the same thing. It's just horrible the way that they express it. They're driving people away by the way they express
it. The progressive people drive away. It's like anybody who – and I remember you saying this a long time ago, Walt. It was about I think it might have been about PETA, but it was like, how do you get anyone to agree with your cause when you're acting so insane all the time, And, PETA, wrapping themselves up in clear plastic and the styrofoam like they're pieces of meat. And, the lengths that they go to, it makes you not take them seriously. And when people, when the girl at Rutgers pulled that shit, it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to take you seriously. The safe spaces, the pussy ass bullshit, like all that stuff. As a guy who leaned liberally, it definitely drives you away because you're just like, these people are all a bunch of bitches, man. Like, they just complain constantly. Not even a bitch, like a woman, just like,
like a female dog.
Like whiners. Like whiny ass fucking little dildos. Recycled Dildo. I'm thinking about that as the name of my new metal band.
That's not bad.
See, he also likes recycling too.
That's right. So he's more of all that.
I remember back in the day, Walt would watch me from a distance as I fought off bees to recycle cans.
Also, lawsuit, Chris. How do you feel about just the white man being like the boogeyman these days? And you agree that anybody could take shots at the white man these days, right?
Yes.
Like, how do you feel? Like, how do you reconcile that with the fact that, like, I'm not your fucking boogeyman? That's garbage.
Do you say hashtag not all men?
No.
Like, how do you deal with that? Because to me, that's where I start disconnecting. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like, I'm not the bad guy. And I'm not going to be
on the defense.
I'm not going to be made the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's garbage. Like, and being a male on this toxic masculinity shit that we talked about offline the other day, it's like, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to be your bad guy for that either. Well, it's like, fuck off.
What you need to do is look at systems of power, institutions, and see who are at the top of those and what they look like. What do they look like?
Black?
Off. No. They're not. They're
one of them
are. They're white. I mean, a lot of it's starting to change. It's starting to change. More women CEO are starting to come in, whatever. But for a long
fucked up
time,
Yahoo.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean that everything that's successful and has been built so far in the United States, can't you say, look at the people up top? And
white men built the country.
Yeah. So like, what do you
think? Wait, hold on. Let me
on the backs
on.
Of yes.
Or the machinery being oiled with the blood of
absolutely
all the minorities.
Absolutely.
But like white men, they laid out the
foundation
plan and for the way this country would come to be.
Borrowed.
Good and bad.
Yeah, borrowed though a lot. Like even the Constitution of the United States before they were, before Europe, came here, there were millions of Native Americans here. And a lot of things that actually borrowed from their culture are injected into the U.S. Constitution. So even the idea of this, like the Senate and things like that, are all borrowed things. I mean, if you look,
So what?
No, that's fine. It's just to acknowledge that as this is something that is more. There was more pluralism when it was designed, and it was totally just wiped aside. Like, no, you are. It's all about being white. Conceptualizing the idea of God, and the only people that can do that are white European people.
Mm. Are you trying to take my guns away?
Well, there were people here before the Indians too. Isn't that a fact? Like the Indians came over from like Russia and Alaska and shit and wiped out people too?
Sure.
So what the fuck?
Who are they? So who are those guys?
I forget the name of them, but there were like people here before.
The ultimate suckers, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, how the fuck am I supposed to cry for the Indians getting wiped out when they did the same shit to other people?
Cry for the Indians. Yeah, a little metal there.
It's like, how am I supposed – that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go back far enough, everybody's a fucking dickhead. And just because we're currently the dickheads on top, I'm supposed to cry all day about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, you think with thousands of years in between, you think we've evolved into – being better people.
We definitely have.
Absolutely. And like when people say, oh, the world now is so fucked up with terrorism, this and that. I think it's pretty much the same type of climate over the years. It's just the vessels that bring us to these places that we, you know, hear about these things just got faster, you know, with internet and things like that. So we're still killing people over gold. We're still killing people over the idea of a god.
Black gold.
You mean oil?
Yeah.
Cement palms. Black gold.
So, I mean, yeah. When Walt...
Who's really people killing people over gold, though? I mean, like...
Well,
like
money. The idea gold. Of money. No, the idea of money. You know,
or like, say, diamond mines, you know.
Yeah, diamond mines. Yeah, shit like that. But like when Walt, when he texted me for this show, it's like, how liberal are you? And I guess the definition of what a liberal is, because I had told them, well, I have a master's degree in liberal studies. But like the first day of class, they tell you.
How long would you last in that class, kid?
I mean, 10 years ago, I probably would have done well in the class. It's the climate today that I probably would not.
Well, this was post 9/11 when I was in that class. So I was somebody that experienced 9/11. I was there. I was in One World Financial Center across the street. So I was going in.
Why were you there?
I was working in finance and brokerage.
So you don't look like somebody who's ahead of everything. You are ahead of something.
No, I wasn't ahead of anything. I worked in brokerage for a couple of years.
You happened to be in.
Yeah, I worked there. I gave it a shot, and
you were up so high that you were given a little like heads up, like. Get out of the tower.
Well, the debris that crashed up against my window. Actually, I was saying that when the second plane hit.
So you saw it hit?
Yeah, second one. The first one, the debris crashed up against the window, and I was like, what the hell was that? But that inspired me to go back to school. So after that experience, I was not so liberal.
From the ashes of 9/11, a liberal arts degree.
Well, I changed my whole life around.
Yeah, why?
As that second tower fell, he's like, SJW.
But why liberal arts?
Well, I had a bachelor's degree in sociology. And a lot of the professors that taught in that program also taught in this master's program. And I knew I wanted to change everything about my life after that. I wanted to go back to school and get out of Wall Street. I figured I'd give it a shot because my father was successful at it, not for me. And when you have a sociology.
So successful at what?
Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Go right
ahead. Weird is it that Sal Volcano used to.
Yeah, he worked at my dad's company, actually.
Yeah, he was at
Prudential. He worked at my dad's company.
I remember having a conversation with him and saying, like, he was just like, I don't know, I just don't want to do it. I want to go into comedy. And I said to him,
don't.
I was like, what are you, crazy? You'll fail. No, we were down at fucking Club 46 in Highlands. And I said, Jesus, dude. I was like, why is this even a question? I was like, of course you should.
Yeah.
You know?
And so, not for you?
I don't think that. but yeah, to me, it was a no-brainer because I didn't know what he did. I wasn't aware that he was in finance, but it seems so not Sal.
He was a suit and tie, go to work. Yeah,
he was, but if you spend any time talking to Sal about
he ran the parties.
Yeah, he was like – he was Sal Volcano in an office. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like
– he's like, was actually best. A position where like –
you he was a guy,
yeah.
But like his
– he did bullshit and like fucking –
He wasn't doing what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I was settling international trades, which is like so boring. But it was real Wall Street stuff, stocks and bonds and, you know,
we got to get that gold.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. setting up offshore accounts in Bermuda to hide, you know, taxes and things like that. Yeah, you know, like, something like Quinn would like.
Maybe we should do
that.
That's
what I mean now. I think that I agree with most of your politics, actually.
Okay.
I just can't take being – labeled the boogeyman in the United States. I don't want it. I reject it.
Well,
especially when I make so many people laugh and bring so much joy.
Yeah.
I
know.
When
should be tax exempt for that, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, these fucking taxes. Oh, these taxes. That would be awesome. And now, it's any listeners tell me.
You've listened. What does that do? Does that kill you a little bit?
Well, I know when before the fame, so I don't feel bad for him at all. When he's paying high taxes, that means that he's doing very well. I'm sorry.
You get ahead in the world. You fucking work hard. You make some money. And the government's like, give me half.
No, half.
Give me more.
Is it half?
It's fucking half.
That means you're doing very well.
I'm not doing well when there's fucking hands in my pocket.
Well, and it's not only the government. It's like, okay, let's say that
you're taking a house out of me this year.
$1, right? Now, immediately the government's like, all right, 50 cents is ours. Now you got your manager.
Yeah.
Now you have your agent.
Yes.
Now you have this, that. And then all the little taxes that you don't consider taxes.
And then when I spend the money, they tax it at 8%. It's fucking insane.
There's a solution to that. Go back to the fire department.
What? They're still taking my money. I'm not going to go back there. I'm still going to be taking my money. I'll never have my eye off this now.
They stole your house.
Who gave you that money, though?
What do you mean?
Who provided that money for you?
Nobody gave it to me.
Who paid that salary?
The people of the United States, not the government.
Well, they're taxes.
Yeah, what, for fire department
job? That's not true.
That's a government job.
Is that true? Am I paying for IJ through my taxes?
No.
But they fucking take a whack out of your taxes then too. It's too much.
And it's not like firemen are rich. It's not like they get paid an ass load of money.
It's a very risky job, firemen. They deserve more money than what they get.
Why does he – but like you said, you don't feel sorry for him.
He's successful. All his dreams have coming true. Because sitting with Sal –
No, his dream is to keep all his money.
Sitting with him and Sal at a bar a couple of years before they got successful, like a couple of times a week and you know, helping them make sketch videos and seeing it happen is amazing. It's beautiful. It gives me hope in life as it does other people. So you got what you wanted in a sense. Right?
Is there any way you can celebrate Puerto Ricans in this sketch?
but you're not talking. You're talking two different things. You're not talking a financial thing. You're talking about like a you're not talking about money. You're talking about a government that looks at how much you make, reaches into your pocket and takes out depending on,
and then spends however the fuck they want. In ways that you would definitely don't agree with.
Well, how you can and you can change that. As
by voting
citizen,
for Trump,
by voting for whoever,
that ain't gonna
by voting,
I know.
No, no, by voting,
take
not,
more.
Not just for president, but vote for your all politics is local. So voting for Congress, Senate, vote for those people. Those are people that hold the purse strings.
Did you have this shirt made for him?
No, I did. $25. I'm going to try to get my money back.
I don't have anything against taxes. I just have something against a government that opens your books, looks in your personal finances, says you make this much money, so we're taking this much. That to me is a fucking. That's
not
crazy.
How it started out, right?
No, and when did they vote for income tax? Like it was like a weird. It's
in the Constitution, I believe.
Taxes are fine; they're necessary.
So since the 1700s, since the beginning of the country,
it's insane.
I'm not 100%.
I read the other day that I don't think it's in the Constitution. It might actually be in the Constitution, but Thomas Jefferson sort of pushed for every 20 years that the American public sort of like get together and see if they need to oust the current government heads.
That's probably a possibility. Yeah,
could you imagine that now? Like now, boom, terrorist, you go to jail.
Well, because the federal government, most governments are now bought by,
corporations.
Right. So people that make a lot of money, so you want to make sure that
I don't make a lot of money. This is what I'm saying.
Special interest.
You haven't brought a congressman yet?
What's up?
Have you been able to buy a congressman?
You buy anybody?
I can barely afford the tolls to get out here. I'm cash poor.
We have a New Jersey senator in our – if he's still a senator in our back pocket. I met him at a comedy show and he was a Tell Him Steve Dave fan.
I got nothing.
What now when you want to change your life?
Yes.
You wanted to do
bad time.
You wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
You wanted to make a difference or just make a difference in your own life?
I always wanted to help people. Always. Like somehow from when I was younger, whether it be working in entertainment, whether it be something in education. So I lean more towards education, working in education.
I mean, that's a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, what, I think education a little bit.
Is that
well, you could. I mean, if you
– Well, making people like entertaining people.
You could also donate your time, your money and everything
else. Yeah, I've done that.
But okay, so how you take this – You take get this degree.
Yeah.
What did you?
What did I
want
do?
To do with it? What have you? Done
I knew
what
I
you
want
to do.
I knew I wanted to. I had to get out where I was going because I almost died. You know, doing something that I hated, and the only way to do that was to make some kind of change. I got to go back to school. I got to get a graduate degree. I want to do something in education. I have no idea what I want to do. I don't know anything. I have no connections to that field. So while I was in graduate school, I made connections and eventually made the transition into working in a college on the administrative side. And there's a whole world of careers on that. So I've been doing that ever since.
But so you like you.
Well, I was an adjunct professor. I taught
You're a professor?
I was 10 years ago, 11 years ago. I taught like a
Fucking professor and Mary
Professor, that's way cool.
Well, it
was
well, how it became Ghost Pussy because that he didn't want to get busted.
Well, I still work at that same place. No, because I work for the City University of New York, so I'm a state
professor
employee.
Lefty.
That's the whole CUNY system.
Everybody, yeah,
that's JW.
It's just one of many professors.
Yes,
there's a faceless.
Yeah. So I did that part time, and I was also an academic advisor, and then eventually I made it to. I work in admissions, so I recruit people to come to school. You know, whether it be high school
is
students.
Is it rewarding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, around that time, I met these guys, Sal and Quinn, and I always wanted to do filmmaking when I was younger. That was my dream, was working filmmaking. And then Sal told me about the Tenderloins. I said, hey, if you ever need any help, let me know. I used to work in a studio when I graduated high school. I dropped out of college for like 2 years to work in television and film. Let me know. And that was during that was after 9/11. It was a bad time for me. And, they kind of like helped me get out of that. So
you pointed him towards college?
Well, no, not college. Oh. Just
I just remember us drinking a lot.
Yeah.
we used to go to the clown prison three nights a week and just get wrecked.
Ever to that bar? Still there.
It's a different owners now.
Different owners.
It doesn't look like a clown.
No, it's been painted over a million times since then.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway.
So you're the guy that we tagged. Now, in my head, the social justice warrior – if this proves successful or people like it, we'll bring a different social justice warrior in to battle Sunday Jeff Warrior.
Okay.
You know, so
we're like, we could be a team of like Avengers of social justice warriors. Like there'll be more, there won't just be me. There'll be other contestants.
I would find a topic that would be more towards a different social justice warrior. I don't know, but that's
Sunday Jeff Warrior versus Social Justice Warrior.
Yeah, that's really that's what it boils down to. That's the just working on the SJW.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's good. Really all it was. All right, so and the debate is.
Somebody sent a meme. It's a picture of Walt that says, "I'm the most normal person in this room. I've never eaten a sandwich."
I didn't realize it was all. Based upon what you ate.
Being normal?
Yeah.
I don't think all of it, maybe some of it.
No, it's not.
I think there's pretty much basically had that every day for lunch when you were a child, somewhere down the line, I would think. Obviously.
Well, you know what's abnormal when you – it's rare, but you hear stories. It's like she would only eat chicken McNuggets three times a day for fucking like 7 years.
Yeah, that's –
And then people are like, well, I wonder why she's dying.
All right. So the gameplay cue –
Yes,
it's based upon a boxing match where we have three rounds, a minute each, where each fighter lays out his views on a social justice warrior news story in an effort to lay out his opponent as well. So you're trying to win the debate in the three rounds at a minute each, and each fighter will get a corner man. So Sunday Jeff. Your corner man will be Brian.
My Mickey.
And Social Justice Warriors corner man will be Q, because you've gone on record as saying that you were the most liberal guy of Tom Steve Dave, you thought.
I don't know about
sure.
Him. Right. So I figured that you had to.
Say, I don't know about that.
Listen, I don't know.
Tom Steve Dave? I mean, I would think so.
This whole tax thing is really like
the tax thing. That's some points
your buddy.
For that.
That's a good thing, though.
What makes Q more liberal than me, though? Like, let's. How am I more conservative leaning? Because just because the Lord is God.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because at some points I'm like, did he just say that?
Like 7 weeks ago. You never know if I'm fucking around. Though. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that you more. I think you more align with Sunday Jeff, his views, than I think you will. No. Yes.
Stop talking to me?
Yeah, of course. Oh, Stop tweeting, asshole.
I'm sorry. Will I be in line with Sunday Jeff's views more than Q's?
Well, maybe I don't know. He's going to need some help.
Yes, I will. Yes. Right, I'm your corner man.
So each corner man has a lot of responsibility.
All right.
He has to build up his fighter with confidence. He has to offer on-the-fly strategy and information in an effort to help his fighter win. And he also has to have the responsibility to throw in the towel if his fighter is being destroyed and embarrassed in the ring of words.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're going Creed style. Don't worry about it. No, right. No towel.
We will eavesdrop in between each round in each corner to hear how you build up your fighter.
Right.
And, also tell him where he's getting fucking slaughtered. You know, you got to sometimes the truth is what, you know, they need to hear.
That's going to sting worse than the jabs he's getting.
So like I said, the fight will be scored by the listeners. After they listen to this episode, so they can go to TESDtown.com and vote for who they think won the bout.
What's the grand prize here? Anything?
I think it's just a crown of pride.
I can sure use that.
Or a belt.
Bragging rights.
A belt of
I'm sure I'll
bravado.
Go around and say, it's pride.
All right.
All right. So let's introduce our combatants. In this corner, hailing from Ocean County, a man who has worked Sundays at the Stash for over 15 years, the bruiser from Bricktown, the pontificating pugilist, the Darth debater, the fluttering orator of pain, Sunday Jeff.
Ooh. Ooh. Come on, boy. Come on.
Now,
my prediction, pain.
In the other corner. And I want to go on record as stating he provided his own intro.
I was going to say that. I wanted to thank you for the kind words after
you read it.
So let's hear it. Let's give it up for – got to find it. All right.
Again, I have it if you need it.
This is what Chris wrote. In his corner, hailing from Staten Island, this man stands 6 feet tall and 6 inches long. He's known to the TSD audience as Ghost Pussy because of his ghostly-like ability to make your girlfriend come without being physically present.
What?
He has worked in a number of tenderloin sketches, scissor reels, and pilots, but still hasn't broken into show business. He holds a master's degree in liberal studies where he was one of 3 students that graduated out of 35 people that were there, to program cohort.
In the program cohort.
He also holds a bachelor's degree in sociology, anthropology, with a Dean's List honor in 2000 and 2001.
Wow.
This man has been a TSD listener since the beginning. It's with great pleasure to give you the sexual intellectual, the 13%er panty weight wetter, the bono resistor that will diddle your sister.
What is going on?
BQ's neighbor that would kill a tenderloin's hater. The Shaolin Stallion. The chest kicking goes on and on.
Oh, you told me you like perfect. He's like perfect. You got to write something from like 1940s style like boxing.
The secret kicking, but never you two ass licking. Chris Ledondo.
Wow.
It's a lot of sexual bravado.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that, like, you know, that was, what was that dude who was in Saturday Night Fever, Tony Montana?
Right. No, not that Tony Montana Scarface.
Who was the character in Saturday Night Fever?
With pussy finger and shit. He's like, oh, I almost broke my pussy
John
finger.
John Travolta's character.
Tony.
That, like, he took a couple of college courses and he wrote this.
I'll get to you in a second. I'll find it. That is a very strange, like, hypersexual opening.
Well, he told me to write something like make it, like, you know, whatever.
I was
you're like perfect.
Not on our fucking Match.com profile.
He said that's like, what kind of profile is that? No.
There's a lot of sexual energy in that.
Well, I don't know. I have no comment.
Is everything all right?
No, like, were you feeling all charged up?
No comment.
You said go. You're like, it's got to be, you know, going strong. I'm coming in balls deep.
Tony Manero.
I was close. Yeah. What did I say? Tony Montana?
Tony Montana. Yeah, you're pretty close.
You think that
close.
They did that on purpose? Tony Manero? Tony
don't
Montana?
Think so.
No. All right.
So here we are for the first ever Social Justice Warrior versus Social Justice Jeff. Sunday Jeff Warrior. I will be Jeff's corner man. I will cut him when he needs to be cut.
Cut me, bro.
If you can't see, I'll sponge him down. Yeah, I'll verbally assault him. I'm like, come on, Rock! And the more liberal guy over here,
I mean, that's Q's guy.
Let's watch guys
get
married.
My guy's so fucking educated, bro. He's already formed his opinions. He's ready to go.
Hey, I had a guy who went all the way to fucking Sweden and never left his room once because he was there for school.
He was disgusted by Sweden's liberal liberal stances.
He couldn't wait to get back to the U.S.
That's right.
All right. So here's some quick fighter instructions. A fair fight we're looking for. No personal attacks. So absolutely no mentioning of ghosts.
Wait, does that include your corner man as well, or corner man's exempt from that?
When you're in his corner, yeah, you're like, okay. you got to pretend that the other corner can't hear you. So, okay. You know, when you hear the bell, that means we have started. Chris, you get the opening 20 seconds of the first round. Jeff, you'll get the following 20 seconds. And Chris, you will end round one with the final 20 seconds. While the other speaker is fighting, or the other fighter is speaking, you can't talk, Sunday Jeff. And Chris, you have to just allow him to say what he says, sure, with no rebuttal until your time.
Sure.
We get a stopwatch. Ready, Chris? Ding, ding. Oh, wait, I didn't give you the
question.
All right, so here's the topic.
Time's a waste.
Time.
Okay.
I knew this was fixed.
Here's the topic for the listeners at home. I have to give a lot of reading in here. Unless, Brian, you want to read it.
Yeah, I'll
read it. You're a better orator than I am.
Thank you. Much like Hitler. okay.
Okay, guys, ready? So this is for listeners, so they may not have any idea what this news story is. But what's it called?
Disclosure.
I have given both of these guys the topic before we sat down here tonight.
Okay, so I'm going to read this whole thing here.
Yeah, before it says. Okay.
All right. Ahmed Mohammed, a ninth grader at MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas, made headlines after he built a digital clock into a pencil case, complete with circuit boards, a power supply, and everything else that digital clock usually entails, and took it to school to show his teachers. Later that day, Ahmed, who is Muslim, was brought to the principal's office and asked whether he tried to, quote-unquote, make a bomb. Was then arrested and led through the halls in handcuffs. The incident was originally reported by the Dallas Morning News. And that's when the internet came out in force to support this young clockmaker, with the general consensus being the boy was just being racially profiled. Most thinking this incident really points out how officials pass judgment based on skin color and religious background before doing any examination of facts. Because not supposed to examine fucking potential bombs. The 14-year-old...
That was not in the news story right there.
He's in my corner.
I'm jumping the gun. The 14-year-old high school student gained a whole lot of admirers, including a former Secretary of State, a rocket scientist, and even President Barack Obama himself. Obama shouted out to the young inventor on Twitter, inviting him to stop by the White House with his cool clock. The support didn't end there. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton weighed in on the incident, in which critics say Islamophobia played a major role, telling Ahmed to stay curious and keep building. Following the incident, police determined Mohammed had no malicious intent and was not charged with any crime. On November 23rd, 2015, Ahmed's family threatened to sue the city of Irving and the school district for civil rights violations and physical and mental anguish unless they received a written apology and a compensation of $15 million.
That's it?
According to social analytics, over a million people sent out tweets with the support of hashtag I stand with Ahmed in less than 24 hours.
Okay. So is that a fair summary of the story, Chris?
Absolutely.
Is that more than fair, I thought?
Yeah, that's fine. That pretty much covers everything.
Jeff, you agree?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this prior? You said you sent him the links, or
I didn't say I'd hear it before.
You've never heard of this before?
I told you the story. Did you not even look it up?
No. You just showed me the picture. I don't have to look anything up.
He's Muslim. I saw the picture.
That's all I got to say. No, I know about it.
All right, all right.
I know.
We're ready to roll.
I didn't research.
You know what? That's what being Sunday Jeff Warrior is all about.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't fucking need to look it up. I already got it figured out.
Yeah, I already know.
I saw the picture.
Oh, incidentally, if we ever have any questions, I've secured the official Tell 'Em Steve Dave Black Muslim Ant on Twitter at Wobzee, Wobzee, WOBZEE. So any questions we have, boom, going right to him.
All right.
And nice. He's the first and last word on it. Well, I'll probably be the first word. He'll be my first word.
Well, he'll be a word.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Chris, you ready?
So this is a clear classic case of Islamophobia. Also, you got to look at where this case took place. Texas. Texas is notorious in having the most militia groups and hate groups in the United States. This kid should be embraced. with STEM programs and things, STEM programs and education. All right.
Jeff, step in. Start throwing some haymakers.
First of all, if you're that smart, you shouldn't be building something that looks like a bomb and bringing it into school. You don't need clocks anyways. You got plenty of clocks. There's plenty of clocks all over the fucking walls.
Yeah.
And
we don't need any cool clocks, right?
No, you don't need any clocks, especially ones that look like a bomb. And if you're going to invent something that's good for mankind. Then you can see the president.
Yeah, he's not inventing shit, right?
No.
Why is
not
it 2-on-1?
No.
Oh, it's 2-on-1. Okay. All right. It doesn't look like a bomb if you look at it. It looks like a clock.
Oh, wait a second.
It looks like a clock.
I didn't do my research.
It looks like a clock. All right. The kid tried to impress his teacher, was really excited about it. No.
Yeah, okay.
It looks like a clock. Where's the explosive to that? It's a freaking clock. It's a board. It's a chipboard.
Wait, hold on. Let me compare it to
No. It's a homemade clock.
I'm not sure you're supposed to be weighing it.
Yeah,
what's going on? I got my ass kicked.
You're a corner man, not a boxer.
All right, that's the end of round one. All right. So they just go into your corner.
Is this wrestling or boxing?
Like, get into your corner. All right. Let's hear from Q.
I'm going to need the ref to step in on this fucking this, we essentially got a spectator jumping into the ring taking shots at my guy. Listen, you fucking dropped the ball with that bomb comment. We got to find a way to come back.
Stop talking.
It looks like a bomb, dude.
I don't think so.
Oh no. Which is which, buddy? This is a side-by-side comparison.
Nah.
Q, you got any other?
Oh, it kind of looks like a bomb.
You guys got to let them talk so listeners can hear what's their game plan for round two.
The kid has totally been, he's Muslim. If that was a white kid that brought that same thing to school, you would never heard the story.
Well, unless he's like,
bro! Sorry, bro! I want to jump two man and let like a jaguar.
If it was a white kid, this wouldn't be a story. Kids happens to be Muslim American.
When they say to you, well, white kids aren't the ones walking around with bombs strapped to and blowing people up. What are you going to say to that? You got to have – because they're coming down the pike with that, because anybody with common sense is going to say that.
That's what I would say. There are white kids fucking bombing people. Like Timothy McVeigh.
Fucking 15 years ago? Still. We're talking about it. Listen to me.
I was 40.
There's terrorism in it. Well, it's religion, number one. That's an issue.
I'm your corner, man. Okay. I'm on your side.
This kid.
What is he doing good then? Tell him what he's doing good.
Listen, stay the course. You got the facts on your side.
Right. I am Santa Claus.
What are the facts?
Yeah, I am Santa Claus. First of all, the news story ends with it not
this
being
is the
a
most
bomb.
Combatant corner I've ever seen. It doesn't like you're supposed to be telling him like you're doing great.
Reminds me of my childhood.
Santa Claus.
All right. So I'm doing good.
Course. You're doing a great job.
Let Jeff
prepare you.
Bring the bell.
All right. This corner, go ahead. You guys, Jeff, stay on your side. What are you going over there for?
They said to stay in the corner.
Not literally.
It's not a visual show.
I've been a naughty boy.
That's called following directions.
I know. But you don't have to go over there. But he can tell you what. Go ahead, Bri.
I don't even know that I need to tell him anything. Well, first, what are we doing? What's your argument for your counter argument, Sunday Jeff?
I don't care what race, what creed, what color you are. You brought that anywhere, and there's definitely going to be repercussions.
Right.
I mean, it's
you don't think though, like Chris said, more likely if a Muslim kid brings it in, people are like, whoa.
If that was in the mall. mm-hmm. right by like, you know, like a fountain or something. Do you think somebody would have called the police on that?
You're saying like a white 15-year-old is holding that in his lap at the mall.
Just left by a doorway or something without even knowing what it was.
Well,
even
if somebody was working on it. All right, time for round two. Go.
I absolutely.
Wait. It's Jeff's turn. He goes first this time.
No.
You went first last time.
Yeah, you did.
So you
relax,
just
relax, kid.
Yeah,
relax, kid. Relax.
I was throwing before the bell. Relax, I got to take points off of that.
What
the fuck? We got a TKO running in taking shots. Are you going to come back?
This is like this is fucking Lou Albano over there coming in and jumping in the ring.
I got my rubber band on my beard and shit.
All right. Get ready. Get set.
Yeah, looking at that picture, I don't care what color. Well, I saw the picture, so. If you brought that in anybody's house, or especially in the White House, if you were to bring that in the White House, do you think they would have stopped you at the door?
Would Obama be like, hey, cool
clock? Yeah, exactly. You're not allowed to talk.
Oh,
I'm
not?
No. Record a man.
Stop. Chris, go.
Okay, I absolutely agree with all the points that you're making, but you have to look at the context of this. It was brought to school for a project. It's a school is think about it as a laboratory.
You got him on the ropes, kid. Keep
it's
going.
It's not for a public display. Yeah, you'd be totally right. But no, this was a science project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to let the clock run out. I go with the facts, not with the knuckle dragging facts.
I don't know if just for disclosure, like if we want to disclose, like are you sure that was brought in for a specific assignment?
Yeah.
Or just brought in as like, hey, I built this last night.
I feel bad because Jeff didn't read about the story prior. But
why should you feel bad?
Well, no.
This is like a prize fighter, not fucking knowing he's got to fight in a year.
He didn't fucking train.
He didn't train.
Yeah, it was like Rocky fucking around instead of training.
The kid is known to be creative. Build everything, fix friggin' laptops.
An accomplished clockmaker.
Yeah, no, he was very, you know, very creative, very the techie kid.
Keep going. It was a science project. You got it. You got the facts on you.
Yeah, it was a science. Yeah.
Don't defend that. Those are the
facts. Look, if he was Swiss, I'd say okay. But
what the fuck, dude? Don't defend that, Jeff.
I rest my case.
All right, Jeff, you got the last 20 seconds. Go.
Looking at that, he could have made it look like something else, like a potato or something. Put some, make a clock look at a potato. Exactly. Nobody's going to question that.
What's wrong with the old school potato?
Yeah, what's wrong with a potato? If you can make it charge a potato to run a clock, it'd be great. Then you're a genius.
Right. Now, if somebody brought in something that looked like a gun.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Time. Ding, ding. All right, go back
what
to the corner.
What exactly is the corner man's job? I thought I was supposed to talk him up.
But you're supposed to do it in between, not giving him.
Have a chance in between the last
I'm
round.
I'm sorry. All right.
All right,
I'm
so
sorry.
Now we're going to go to your corner first.
By round three or four, I'll have it down.
Round three is the last round. This is the last time you can help him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Go. Start talking to your fighter. Go.
Okay, Sunday Jeff. Now, if some kid was – he brought in something that looked like potentially a gun – and was like, it's not a gun. It's an improvement on something. Yeah. It's a fucking clock. You know? Like, and it was a white kid, it would still be a problem, right?
Sure,
it doesn't matter what – black, white, whatever. It's still going to be a problem. It is not the fact that this kid is Muslim. It's not the fact that he got profiled. The kid brought in something that looked potentially like what people use to fucking blow up other people.
Especially how things are now.
All right. Do you know what? No other – like, that's it?
You just said, boom, you're done.
Okay. What else can I say? Thank you.
All right, but they're talking nonsense. Oh, yeah. Got this. Just stay in the pocket. Suddenly Jeff's on the rope. Now he's going to tell little kids that they have to make potato-based projects for school?
Right, it's 2016, like, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. He's like, what's wrong with that?
That's how I got straight A's.
Potato clocks in every class.
You got it, pal. Listen, if fucking the United States genius minds were regulated to only using potatoes, we'd be nowhere in this world. There wouldn't be a cause. There would be no air conditioning.
Right.
There'd be nothing. Just stay in the pocket. Keep going.
Wow, that's a good corner.
Keep
man.
Going, man. We got to think. Well, this is America. We don't think about potatoes. We think about
forward thinking.
That's it, buddy. That's you don't build a future on potatoes. Right. Just get in there and keep hammering them. He's on the ropes.
I'm there.
Chris, you're starting off.
Okay.
The final round.
Okay, final thought.
American ingenuity.
You can play it safe.
American ingenuity.
You can play it safe and not go outside.
He's the Henry Ford of Muslim clock makers.
I mean,
you can play this round safe and just like kind of like.
Like let this whole, put the microphone down, just lay it down on the table and just let the clock run.
I think, Jeff, though, you need a knockout in this round to win this thing.
He's got it.
Knockout. Go for the knockout.
You have to throw some haymakers here and open yourself up.
Gotcha.
Chris, This was shit. This didn't go anywhere like I thought it would in my head.
I think does it ever?
No, it never does. Go, Chris.
As someone who's experienced terrorism firsthand, almost was killed.
Yeah.
Was almost killed by fucking 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost people on 9/11. Yeah. I was not scared of this little boy's invention.
Oh, after you heard the fucking news story that said it was a clock.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. What is this? Here we go. Doing?
What balls?
I'm getting jumped.
Go listen to him.
I'm going with the facts. The kid should be hailed as a hero for science. And unfortunately, yeah, for ingenuity, who knows? He could have invented the next whatever. But we lost him.
He invented a $50 million lawsuit.
he left the country.
Jeff knows more than the president of the United States?
Not at all.
Sunday Jeff.
Everybody stepped on my time. Like, give me one sentence.
One sentence?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. We lost this kid to another country now. So we're down, you know.
Did he move?
He did. Yeah. Move the cutter?
Good riddance.
He's coming back for his money, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. Your tax money, Q.
Sunday, Jeff, go.
I also blame the parents because I think being everything heightened security today that they would allow their son to go to school with such things as what he was making. And it does resemble a lot like a bomb that you would leave someplace and it's a potential, you know, risk in school. If that bomb would have – if that really was a bomb and if people died –
But it wasn't.
It wasn't. But what would happen if it was?
He showed it to his fucking teachers.
He showed it to his teachers.
Go.
He showed it to his teacher.
He wasn't hiding
it. He made it for his teacher to impress his teacher if you did your homework. We lost probably a great scientist, and now the Middle East has gone.
Sir, boom, shalakalaka, boom.
Great scientist, made a clock. Clock's been fucking
off. You are not allowed to talk.
No.
You had your chances, and you fucking were talking about potatoes.
That's right.
You went a little deep with the potato technology.
Okay, ding, 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 round's over, match is over. But I said, if they sent it to Hillary's campaign headquarters, if they sent it to Zuckerberg's
house. Wait, you were fucking
– I told
you were coaching him?
All weekend.
I said them all. What's the difference?
I've never said them all.
But I'm saying if that was to go anybody, if that was anywhere, just left unattended, there would be police officers. There
Jeff,
would be
you're 100% correct with that.
He has a daughter that goes to school. Would he not want the people that
if you were teaching a class and you saw that fucking thing and you opened it up in front of you, what would you say?
Yeah, professor.
You'd be the first one out the window.
Chris, you don't have to say anything, buddy.
I don't have to say anything, but. Yeah, I'm just gonna shut up.
What point do I step in? Am I done?
Well, now you could now, you know,
coach him a little.
Cal Hogan,
are we
and
done?
Build him up.
How long is this?
Match is over. It's over.
But now you can tell you. But you know, most cornermen don't. They say, "Hey, man, you did good. You did good, and you got this." And they build him up even after it's over.
Okay. Sunday Jeff, you did good. You know what, Sunday Jeff, you're in the right, and I'll tell you why. Because we are constantly bombarded with the duality of if you see something, say something. But then when you say something, you're a fucking racist asshole.
You're sending me.
Right, yeah. And you're exactly right. And anybody who – if that thing wasn't examined and it wasn't like, well, this could potentially be dangerous and it fucking went off – then everybody would be up in arms. Oh, why the fuck wasn't this checked out?
Yeah, but they did examine it.
Hold on one second.
They did examine it. They still
know everybody in the school knew exactly what it fucking was. He said, look at this clock that I made. Two different teachers said, look at this clock.
So if the fucking guy in San Bernardino went in there and he was like, hey, everybody, look at this Christmas clock I made. Then what?
They already inspected it, though.
That's even more out there than than the potato theory. Yeah.
They inspected it
trying
twice.
Anything. Grasping at straws. It's a tough one. You know what?
It's not tough. If
they did it to a white kid, it would probably hardly even be a story. It's a fact.
It wouldn't. Yeah. I don't think the kid – but let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the white kid would have got arrested.
No,
why did they arrest him? But did the bomb squad examine it and know it wasn't a bomb?
Yeah,
prior to arresting him.
Oh, that I don't know.
No, they should have just arrested him. I mean, they should have detained him first and then let the bomb corps, you know, let them just look at it. And then
that's probably what the protocol was.
Well, just bring him down. It would have blown up.
No. You don't know.
Not necessarily.
You don't know if it was set. You don't know if he armed it. You don't know what was going on.
I think they should have sent him to Guantanamo Bay Junior High. I mean, better safe than sorry, exactly. Right?
Better safe,
if,
yes.
If one, they are sorry now.
Well, yeah, they're going to be $15 million sorry.
Who gives a fuck? We live in a country where, like, they,
and hence why you pay tax.
You find out that, like, oh, they paid fucking $800,000 for a toilet seat. The whole country's getting ripped off by these fucking private
because you're flooding the court systems,
right?
With bullshit.
Right? So, yeah. So what's fucking $15 million? Give it to the kid. You know what? Give it to the kid, and he can fucking invent like a fucking million potato clocks.
So go to TESDtown.com. You're going to have a choice to vote for.
Chris. I don't know who I'd vote for.
Chris or Sunday Jeff to see who actually won the Extreme SJW game.
So it's not possible that I won?
I mean, I would. I was
fighting ninjas in that ring.
If you're being unbiased,
yeah,
I felt that you definitely didn't follow the protocol of a corner man in a boxing match.
Yeah.
You jumped in and
I wasn't really – I wasn't familiar
with – That's called passion, though. And you can never be penalized for passion, some say. Okay. Unless it's a passion killing.
Yeah. Then you get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you can't get penalized.
Woo. Wow.
That was horrible, though. Ooh.
All right. You don't think it was good? This next one is going to be great, right?
No, it was a little all over the place. You got to tighten that up. That was really loosey-goosey.
Well, now I know what a corner man is supposed to do and when he's supposed to shut up. So now I'll do – like this next one?
I was going to do a global warming, but then, Chris, you told me Sunday Jeff told me he believes in global warming.
Okay.
So I couldn't. I couldn't have him –
Are we doing
there.
Another one or not doing another
you liberal fag.
Why do you believe in global warming?
Science. It's 72 science. Degrees out fucking on Christmas Eve. What do you I mean,
right, but why – but yeah, but all right. Why do you believe in man-made global warming?
Because of the population now that's in the world. The
sweaty fucks?
No, just every cars. Fool.
Look at this communist over here.
Whoa! The destruction of
chemicals.
Why didn't
you show some of that passion when you were in the ring with Chris?
Should have called him a fool.
I don't give a shit about a kid building the fucking clock. I live on the planet, so I don't care about what's going on.
We're trying to win over here, buddy.
Yeah, like, can't grow potatoes with bad fucking soil.
But okay, I'll tell you this then right there. Ice age. It came. It thawed out.
Right.
There was no cars back then. So why do you believe we're so fucking self-important that we believe that we
because
can affect
the fucking
climate?
Because it's a known fact. We've affected the ozone layer in this.
It's not a known fact.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, well, the ozone layer is a fact.
Ozone layer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, aerosol cans? 99% of scientists say that's the case. Now,
look at the polar caps. They're almost fucking all gone.
Right, but you believe that – I believe there's global warming.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe man can affect it or stop it.
It's a combination of both. Yeah, the Earth
we've
naturally
helped it
along, does.
Let's put it that way.
We accelerated it. We accelerated
with what?
Carbon dioxide,
CO2,
hydrocarbons.
Go back to no cars, go horse and carriage.
Potato clocks.
Yeah. You can go. We've had solar energy, electric energy for years.
We got to pay another fucking fee now because we use too much fucking energy.
Well, I'm sorry. Don't you drive a fucking Prius?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love your passion.
But wasn't your home a victim of climate change?
What, the Sandy?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a supercharged storm, man.
That Sandy was caused by my fellow man.
Yes. Do you believe that?
Do you believe that?
I believe we contributed to it. Absolutely.
Was it a worse storm?
I mean, you guys grew up
warming?
In the highlands, so it flooded every time it rained, basically,
but,
right?
Yeah. Throughout Earth's history, there's been cold spells
yes.
and extreme warm spells,
sure.
right?
Yes.
Well, wait, Walt, are you saying that – are you denying that humans have affected the environment?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Why are you not in the corner?
But I don't believe that we can make that kind of significant
I think the Teflon's back and nobody likes Walt again.
Wait, is this really something that people are passionate
How
about?
Many
I don't
cars?
Think it's not anymore, right?
Population,
not anymore.
Look at the population from like the 70s to what it is now. It's like tripled. There's so many more people in the fucking world. There's so many more cars on the road now. There's so much industrial
stuff.
Yeah,
but didn't they just shut down Beijing for like 2 days?
Yeah, I think that the pollutants are coming from countries that don't have nearly the safeguards in place that we do, right?
We do now.
I mean, well, and have for quite a while. Like,
yeah,
like,
China is an issue.
China's huge, like a coal-burning country, right?
What's their population? They're, don't
billions.
They,
60 they, billion.
They're, like the, yeah, they're the number biggest, one yeah. population in the world,
breed,
I think.
Breed and breed.
What's the...
And what, fucking and fucking.
What is... Because the girls are so hot. Though?
How could you not?
Damn, they wear those
There's nothing with, you can do
the Earth is going to become inhabitable in like 50 years,
girl.
In 50 years, it'll be...
Maybe.
Talking about a shark.
I don't think it'll be in all my face paint.
Maybe the last years of our lives, may we live to be, you know, 100 years old, may not be so comfortable.
Let me put it
and we live on this, we live on a coast. I live on an island.
These once every 100 year storms have been happening a lot more frequently than they have ever have. They're like every other year now. There's
Marky Mark's making more movies than ever about storms of the century.
So you believe in the next 50 years it may be possible that Earth may be uninhabitable?
Well, uncomfortable. Well, uncomfortable.
Not for us,
comfy
though.
Right now. I got to walk
isn't it
out
amazing?
And shorts on fucking Christmas.
But you see, yeah, that's great. The short-term effects of that is awesome. But the long-term effects of that is a major problem.
I've read that that's not so really – like when people are like, oh, global warming, like that, like being, like it being warm out now really is not.
Well,
it has nothing to do with it's global warming.
November – I heard the other day November was, of this year was the warmest month on Earth's history recorded.
Okay, and what are you scared of, really? Though, what does this? What is this?
Ghosts becoming a ghost.
Had to get it in.
All right, so if you, so we're not doing global warming. Did you have another one?
Oh, I don't have – no, that was it.
Oh, that was it?
I thought that was going to take
–
I thought you were going to have more to talk about other than the, just the game tonight. How long was this episode?
So far like an hour and – okay, with dead air, say an hour and 3 minutes?
I have this because I heard from Gidim.
You heard from him, huh?
Yes, for the tooth fund because we've been sporadically selling the things for Gidim's teeth.
There was a debate prior to the mics going hot, as they say, to whether – Quinn was convinced that Gidim has been spending
on
ribs.
I was told that Gidim was spending money on ribs.
I mentioned it passingly as a joke.
From his mouth as we speak.
I just said I wouldn't be surprised. You said we've had to have raised a lot of money. Well, your items have to have raised a lot of money for Gidim's tooth fund.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's been so long. I said, I mean, I got to imagine by now that he's probably spent the money that was to go towards his teeth.
Right.
And you got pretty upset by that.
The notion of him spending that money on ribs was very upsetting.
And I maintained if he had to dip into it, it would have been for like necessities like gas and maybe food.
Star Wars.
That still wouldn't have made me happy.
No. Well, that was just a theory.
Okay. Well, the theory – I text Gidim and I said to him, yo – I said, did you spend that tooth fund money? Walt says you did. And he said, no, it's all still in my PayPal account. I said, great, I have more stuff for you than this week. So we're still chugging along.
Still, this is a good item right here. I'm surprised you're giving this up.
This is a very rare item.
I mean, this comes right out of motherland Russia, right?
Yeah, True TV only made a certain amount of these. This is for the True and Practical Jokers fan. It's
where would a fan been able to get something like that?
I don't even know.
Russia.
It's a Impractical Jokers nesting dolls. Where you open
it's amazing.
You open the big one and inside with Gatto on it. You open the then there's Murray. Then you open Murray and then there's me. And then you open me and Sal's in there. And then I think inside Sal is a cat or
it's a
ferret.
Weasel.
It's a weasel
or a ferret. Maybe it's a ferret.
Okay.
So yeah, a ferret would make sense.
They're pretty rare.
How many would you say there are there in the world?
Left today, after global warming, 20.
People have been burning them up in China, using them to fucking stoke their furnaces.
So we're going to put this on.
Let me take a look at that.
All right.
We're going to put – the game's going to put that up.
This is weird, man. This is a great product.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I'm going to sign mine.
Awesome. So we're going to put that under when you type in eBay – yeah. You're going to go to Impractical Jokers Nesting Egg Gidim's Teeth.
Shit. Can I destroy this?
No. It's a Christmas present.
I can't take the pen?
Yeah, you take the pen.
We're done with
that?
I wouldn't
consider that destroying it.
Well, if you had said yes, I would have destroyed it.
Oh, it's definitely a ferret.
All right, so I'm signing mine.
We're done with that? the get them teeth thing?
Well, where do they go? Well,
they have to go on eBay and they have to search Impractical Jokers nesting egg get them teeth.
Okay. Sweet. There you go. Now we're done.
Sign the box, too, on your face.
Okay. Got it.
Now, well, I wanted to ask, as long as we have a social justice warrior here, I mean, I would like to ask this question. Because people, as much as people are like, fucking tired of hearing you bitch about fucking politically correct shit on Tom Steve Dave, people constantly tweet stuff that I think they know will rile me up.
That's what they're doing. They're doing to piss you off.
Like, oh, I'm going to get them fucking
all
mad.
Yeah, well, you're successful. I want to ask the social justice warrior this, because this seemed to me to be one of those situations where I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, this is just crazy. There's a website, some feminist website. I don't know what it is. But there's an article. It's a fairly long article. About how they will no longer be using the phrase trigger warnings. Did you see that?
No.
They will not be using trigger warnings because it could possibly trigger trauma in people who have been subject to gun violence. It makes them think of the trigger of a gun. So from there on in, they will use content warning.
Okay.
Now – SJW, is this I'll ask you too, Sunday Jeff. Is this going too far in terms of semantics and, say, bullshit?
I don't know. I think if you're a victim of something, it's not – I can't comment on that. I can't I don't know what it's like to be a victim of whatever, you know, in that case.
Of gun violence.
Of gun violence or something like that. It may – I know after 9/11, there were certain things that triggered me, you know, from getting like an anxiety attack.
For
a while. I'm sure you heard like noises or something.
Like loud noises.
Like buildings collapsing.
Like buildings.
I can see
like
that.
Alarms going off or fire alarms going off. I was already looking for exits. A fucking plane flying overhead for a long time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It affected me for a while. And then eventually it went away, but not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll agree I'm extraordinarily manly. Mm. Now, I was the victim of gun violence. Q, as you will, you'll back me up.
Okay.
Since you were on the fucking phone with me as I got carjacked at gunpoint.
I didn't know that.
You know I got carjacked?
Yeah, I never heard that story. Story, I
think. Mm-hmm. Like 10 years ago. Right?
Yeah. I valiantly gave them my ATM card.
It's good thing you're manly.
Hope for the best.
No, he jumped out of the car against their wishes.
Yeah. Good. They told me to get back in. I said, fuck you.
Take my money.
So
I got to get my wallet out. I got to get out of the car.
So honestly, until I read this article, I had never put that together. Trigger warning and trigger, you know, thinking like, you know, somebody's like, oh, trigger warning. I'm like, holy shit, that reminds me of the time that fucking
– You got over
I got carjacked by George and Holmes.
It's probably because you got over it.
I was over it by the next day.
Really?
We were joking around about it at breakfast.
Well, is it that thing, Chris, where we're pandering to the weakest links among us?
I mean, that has to be – like anybody who's like, I really wish you wouldn't use the word trigger warning because it reminds me of the trigger of a gun.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of the time that I saw something on TV where somebody got shot.
Yeah, but you know, let me take – but if there is someone out there,
okay,
Brian, who gets freaked out or rattled by that, what's the harm in – in changing it to content warning?
Because because
it doesn't affect the strong at all.
Of course not.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like the whole content, like it's not for you. It doesn't affect you. It just barely annoys you.
Let's say
but
though,
for one of the weak, it really protects them.
How are they ever going to get, strong?
They're not. They're never going to.
How are they going to get strong like me is what I'm wondering.
I think the thing is that they're never going to.
But to do that, isn't it just like, let's say like, okay, so now it's content warning. Now let's say I was watching a movie, right? Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of the movie, it had something like, it said content warning.
Well, they do.
And at the, okay.
Rated R.
And at the same time, Edgar was diddling my butthole. Yeah. Now I see content warning. I'm like, holy shit. Now I'm flashing back.
Yeah.
You got to change content warning. This is crazy. Content warning. This should not be allowed. I'm weak.
Agreed. We agree.
I'm not as strong as this next guy.
They've had that rating. I don't know, dude. Maybe the problem is your butthole's getting diddled.
Well, not still.
Really?
I was Christmas. You know, not that I'm aware of. But I saw that, and I mean, it didn't make me mad, but it did make me think, like, my God, like the number of things that people like. Just like shit that
you
would
can't
never.
Talk about anything.
It's just shit that wouldn't occur to me. It's like it would never occur to me. And this is not me complaining about PC stuff. It just wouldn't occur to me to be like, oh, we better change this. We better change that phrasing. Now, as a fucking victim, I was kidnapped.
Right.
I'm a kidnapped. I'm like the Lindbergh baby.
Yeah. Except right? They found you.
They found me. Thank God. Running down the street. I don't know. I just don't get it. I wonder if prior to that, anyone who had been subjected to gun violence was like, you know, it'd be better if you didn't say trigger warning. Or is this just somebody's idea of, hey, you know what? That might affect people. So let's do this.
Who knows, dude? I think that the thing to take from it is shrug. Because if there's someone out there that is traumatized by the word trigger,
right?
Maybe feel compassion in your heart for him.
And say, don't watch the old Roy Rogers show. Just be like,
that's what I think of a horse.
Yeah, you know, just be like, hey, you know what? There is some poor bastard out there who the word trigger is going to send them into tears.
What do you think, Jeff?
What are you going to do?
Now, if you were to, that's a good thing to go around just to say trigger. What's the first thing in your mind? No, Lone Ranger horse or whatever. Just
you don't think gun?
No, not what he just said. I would have thought
word
the
association?
Horse. Trigger, horse. Trigger's the name of a horse.
Horse.
Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Spree killer. Get him.
Yeah. Mass murder. Horse, get him. But everybody hears things different ways.
So we were on a roll, man. We were really on a roll, and we were ready to end 2015 at a bang.
And you don't think we did? Bang.
Well,
I don't know. Well,
I don't know. Bang might be a trigger word too, right?
Yeah. Bang, the gun with the flag that comes out. That's what comes
I
know. To my
I,
mind.
Bang, I think of fucking getting carjacked. Bang, Quinn's like fucking, hey, motherfucker. Yeah,
right. Well, you know
I bang him.
When I hear the word bang, I think you. I don't think of a gun bang.
No. You think of the fucking poon you're going to get later on. You fucking, you're more manly than me, motherfucker.
Oh.
Wow.
We can't leave it lop it out. My plan was to like do it in the beginning so we could cut it out, or do it at the end so we can cut it out.
This is like a fucking, like a bottle rocket that somebody lights and everyone's just waiting for it to go off. And it's just like, I guess it's not going off.
All right, so yeah, so go vote at tsdtown.com. And Chris, you were concerned. You felt that it would not be a fair process having listeners go
vote.
Well,
apparently
right?
not. You said you were coaching him a week before.
You were actually, I think, worried more about the listeners not giving you a fair shake.
Well,
right?
We're all fans of Sunday Jeff, including myself.
Well, thankfully, he brought nothing to the table. So you're looking good.
But we'll announce the winner of Extreme SJW. I don't know, maybe next week, maybe not.
See how it goes.
Well, no one said tell him Steve Dave.
Yeah, fuck it then.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve Dave.
Chris?
Tell him Steve Dave.
Happy New Year.
Trigger.
What are you doing for New Year's?
I'm doing nothing.
Really?
Staying in alone.
By yourself?
Spent Christmas alone. Spent New Year's alone. Super excited.
You know what? Social justice warrior, answer me this. Happy New Year. What's the cutoff?
Oh.
I can't fucking stand it when it's like the third week in January. I'm like, Happy New Year.
I'm with you. Well, people say Merry Christmas the third week in fucking January. You ever get that?
That's it.
One last thing before we go. What keeps a social justice warrior like yourself up at night before you go to sleep at night? What's the last thing you're worried about?
Do you even
that really weird care? Looking clock on his bedside table?
Yeah. Where'd that clock
Funny,
go?
We should get a potato clock.
Get hungry, make French fries.
I might be able to sleep at night.
Get a potato. potato head, that's all.
Well, really, what keeps a social justice warrior up at night?
The fact that I spent this many years in college to use this degree on this episode. Dean's list, fucking.
What keeps Sunday Jeff Warrior up? Your last thing before you go to sleep. What's that one thing you're like, oh, you want to think about that? That's too. It's too horrible to think about.
Work the next day.
Yeah, if it's Saturday.
Q. What about you? I would say your W-4. Right?
High tax bracket.
No. It's coming up soon. What? January 31st? April 15th? April 15th.
My tax is already done.
Oh. You got next year, too.
I fucking finished that shit up early so I could start trying to live with myself again. I think it's my own. I don't really – the world – I think this comes with the thing by not having children that nobody else at this table has where I just don't give a fuck what happens.
Right.
Because the world could go to hell and I'm pretty much –
But you have loved ones.
That's out of your hands.
I have loved ones too, but it's like I can't concern myself too much with their futures.
What kind of world do you want to leave to your daughter?
I guess a world where she can, you know, live to the best of her abilities. You know,
I think that is that not a world we live in right now?
Yeah, but
that's
like,
kind of puts the onus on her.
Yeah, like I can't help you. I work in higher education. I don't make money, so you're on your own. I guess hopefully we figure out this whole terrorism thing goes away.
How but old
I
don't are think you?
38.
Do you because this is interesting because I find myself getting more and more disconnected and I think the slide into middle age for me.
So he's like, all of a sudden he's coming to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he's talking about disconnecting.
And I kind of like it. Like I'm in this place in my point in life where it's like I'm halfway to dead. You got to figure my main contributions or abilities to contribute to society are pretty much over.
No way.
Nobody's expecting much from me.
They're expecting now more than ever.
The world is I'm a clown, man.
You got nesting dogs. I'm a clown. Baby.
The world needs clowns.
But that's fine. That's but not a lot of pressure. I mean,
but there's a lot of pressure on you as don't you have a movie?
Well, we're working on doing the IJ movie, yeah. But it's
that comes with a lot more pressures than you had.
No. What say you what episodes are they I'm waiting for?
What happens if it flops? Who gives a shit? It doesn't affect the world at large.
It won't flop.
Well, your world.
My world, his but world, like, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I can only concern myself with myself.
Y'all, you don't have to worry about like the ramifications if it fails on like your kids.
Like, he's like, I'm not worrying about Ledondo's kid.
I don't really have to worry about the environment, though. I do recycle. I don't have to worry about all these social issues because like they don't really affect me. Like nothing, and I have no impact on them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I've sort
you
of.
You could do a couple PSAs, right?
Nobody would listen.
Who,
but who's going to listen to me? Nobody's going to listen to me. Nobody even gives a shit.
Everybody, people listen to you.
How many, how many people you got following you?
Yeah, but the point is, if I don't do anything, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Should there be a trigger warning at the beginning of Disney's Robin Hood? Okay. Since Prince John is always collecting taxes. For those who don't like that kind of shit.
What made you think of that?
I don't know.
So you're the same age as me and you have a kid, so you don't really have that, right? Like you have to worry about the world you're leaving behind. And
I'm fucking worried. I worry about everything.
Isn't it like it's their problem? Like, I'll be dead. Fuck it.
Are you
their
an
problem.
Over-worrier? I am.
Yes.
Like, do you overthink?
Yes.
They say it's a form of depression. I say, fucking, they're wrong, and I'm not depressed.
I think it's a form of OCD, not depression.
Is it OCD?
Anxiety, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have anxiety, though.
That's definitely anxiety.
I worry.
I mean, if you don't, you'd have to be like,
I wish I had a, what my family would call a clear head. Like, you know, not have to worry or just, you know, like, example, got a summons the other day, a parking ticket, right? Paid it online. But before it was actually entered into the system, got a receipt in my email. I'm worried I'm going to find a boot on my car because it might be some kind of system error that it didn't match up to the fucking – to the ticket. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Shit like that because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Just drive with the boot on like Homer, right?
Yeah, I'm a worrier.
You a worrier, Sunday Jeff? You don't strike me as a worrier.
I mean, when you have children, though, you have to worry. I mean, I worry more about my daughters, you know, going to school and doing well in school rather than, you know, my own personal dealings. I'm more concerned about what's going on in her life now, you know, like If I was single, though, I'd be just like you. I mean, I would have that attitude towards it. Exactly, because you don't have that responsibility. Where now, you know, you have a responsibility, you know, as far as with your child, and there's other things that you're committed to do.
I remember you were real nervous before one of the first live shows we ever did, and I asked you if you wanted a Xanax, and his reaction was like I was Hitler saying to Eva Braun, like, hey, you want one of these pills? As if it were anything, but like, it'll just chill you out.
You know, I'll compromise my straight edge. I've got it going on now for about
– I know. You should have an X tattooed on your head, dude. You're a straight edge motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah, fucking tell him, Steve Dave. Fucking
have a good one.
Yeah, have a great New Year. Well,
what are you doing, Sunday, Jeff?
Waste of a holiday.
Oh, you're baby New Year. It's your birthday, right?
Born on happy birthday,
December 31st.
Hey, did you watch Wizard of Oz on Christmas?
No, I watched Christmas Story. I saw Wizard of Oz the night before.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve. I mean, New Year's Day is your birthday.
New Year's Eve.
Baby New Year. Were you not like right at the stroke of midnight, so you didn't get a bunch of
free
shit?
No, I was actually born early in the morning. I was at like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Disappointment.
It's all right. We'll just ruin their night. No drinking tonight.
Birth of a son would be the opposite of
ruining. Yeah, that'd be a lot to celebrate.
Well, if he came 5 hours sooner, he could have gotten like all first that cool son. Shit yeah, for free.
I don't think it was really Christmas style.
I mean, personally, it's just like, well, I mean, you look at it two ways. It's like a lot of people don't even remember your birthday that day because like my parents would always – no, but I'm saying I always would – like as I was getting older, like – my parents would always go out, and it's my birthday, and I would just stay home. You know, I'd have to like babysit everybody else until I got to a certain age. Like I couldn't even enjoy my own birthday. Because,
38, you know, I'm going out.
No, not that. But it's and then you look at it as like, well, everybody celebrates your birthday. You know, it's New Year's Eve. You know, so
how many brothers and sisters do you have?
One brother, one sister. Okay. Both younger.
Huh.
But it's like birthday. It doesn't even affect me.
I have no idea. It's such a traumatizing upbringing.
That's not nowhere near like Meg. No, but my upbringing is fine. It's just that you weren't really able to do anything until you got to a certain age.
You know? But what is your most wildest New Year's Eve birthday celebration?
My best New Year's Eve? It was probably when I got to go see Kiss on New Year's Eve at the
those assholes. Kind of yeah.
No, my aunt actually bought me front row tickets to go see Kiss, and I took my wife, and that was probably about the best New Year's Eve. I
mean, when was that?
2000, I think it was the Millennium concert.
Millennium, wow.
So that's 15 cool. years ago. Do you think it'll ever get better than that, or that's probably
it? Well, no, it's different, though. I spend my time with my daughter or something on New Year's Eve. You know, a lot of
times, up at midnight?
No, half the family don't make it to midnight. Sometimes I don't even make it to midnight. I'll fall asleep on the couch. You know?
You miss out on Ryan Seacrest.
How many times can you watch a ball fucking drop?
Or fucking Kathy Griffin make inappropriate remarks?
Yeah, it's you've seen enough of them. How old are you? How many balls you need to see to drop?
Hey, man. We're in our late 40s. We see them drop every day.
That's right.
Yeah!
Tell them, Steve Dave.
Time there's something staring back at me, and so I want to see a UFO this Christmas. Santa, make my Christmas wish come true. When you're up there in the clouds, making time and laughing loud, and the spaceships come a calling, send them flying back to me. Oh, oh, oh. Could bear to see, but I can't keep it secret.
This has been a production of Smodco Internet Radio. Sir, only at smodcast.com.